This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Wendy Thomason and George Laico of the Peoria Ballet. They're here to tell us more about the ballet's upcoming production of Alice in Wonderland and Paquita 2019, taking place at Five Points, Washington on April 5th and 6th. George and Wendy, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here, Jen.
Now, George, this is the first time we've had you on the show. You're relatively new to Peoria and the ballet. Tell us about the past year or so working with the ballet.
I have moved here in June. I was artistic director. I was named artistic director in May, and then I moved here in June, and I started the summer program through the Nutcracker, and now we're here, the kids and I, the dancers and I, and the board and all the parents. Now I've become closer, and now we're moving on to more projects, new projects, and a lot of some new and continuing projects at the ballet.
And you've put together original choreography for the Alice in Wonderland portion of this performance. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's Alice in Wonderland, as a classic tale by Lewis Carroll. And it's about Alice going through, following the white rabbit down the rabbit hole and her adventures in the Wonderland. She meets the Cheshire Cat, the Caterpillar, and the Mad Hatter, and there's many different characters in it. It's all original choreography, contemporary style, because the first part of the program is Paquita, which is a 173-year-old ballet, and that has survived from its original choreography in Paris, France, and now it's in Peoria. And it's classical, tutus, tiaras, beautiful music by Minkus, and that's followed by Alice in Wonderland, which is contemporary. So I'm trying to educate classical and contemporary dance in the same program. But also, there's also tap numbers.
Oh, we love tap. We love tap. Now, Wendy, as executive director of the ballet, you can speak a little bit as to the reputation that the Peoria Ballet has for producing these productions with really vivid costumes and sets. You have quite an inventory of both of those things. Did you have to add to that inventory to put together this production?
Yes. So we are blessed to have so many amazing volunteers. It's not only that we have so many of them, but we have such highly talented people that it's amazing to see them. They meet with the artistic director and he'll talk about what the show is going to look like, what his vision is, and then how they bring it to life. And it's truly a team effort. We have a person that leads our whole prop and sets area, and he's so creative and he's always up for another challenge. And he always delivers more than we even expected. And he gets his team behind him. Same thing with the costumes. The costume shop is really creative. It is all volunteers. And they try to repurpose some things. But what happened for Alice is I think almost every costume's new. There are very few that we could repurpose from other things. A few of the animals. We've used some of the animals before. But everything else is going to be brand new. And it's been a lot of fun to see the flurry of activity back there, especially they've been working on it for about a year since last summer, but really focusing in January. When we got back after the holidays, then they've really been honed in on creating all these new costumes. And it's amazing to figure out how to make a costume that looks like an animal you can dance in.
Right.
We have hedgehogs. Okay, but the hedgehogs at one point, I'm not going to ruin it, but they somersault. Okay, so how do you make a costume that it looks like the back of a hedgehog and it's so ingenious? And flamingos. Okay, how do you make a flamingo that can tap dance? So it's just amazing to see all of it come together. And it's a lot of fun. The volunteers love it. It's kind of like a family. And so they love being there. And props. We've got a brand new tea party table. We've created these cupcake chairs. So you're sitting in a cupcake spinning around the table and just very whimsical fun. And it really goes with the music because the music is so contemporary, kind of quirky at times. And I always like watching the creative process unfold because it's amazing when you see it happening, how an artistic director can hear the music, envision these characters, and they truly like embody the music. Like when the hedgehogs come out, it kind of sounds like a bunch of bumbling hedgehogs rolling out of the briar patch onto the garden scene. And that's what the music sounds like. The butterflies enter in, and it's like, okay, I can envision butterflies floating through the air to this music. And so it's really enjoyable to me when we do a whole brand new show from scratch and just seeing everyone's creativity come together.
And to that, and you've provided some really fantastic performance opportunities for the students throughout the year. There is obviously the Nutcracker that everyone knows about, and then the spring performance that we're talking about right now. But then there are two additional upcoming performances in the not-too-distant future after that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So we end the year every year, the school year, with our Academy performance, our spring showcase. So it's our big recital. All the kids are in it, and everyone gets to perform and show everyone what they've learned during the year, what they've accomplished. It's just a really fun way to end the school year. And then new this summer, we're wanting to build our summer program, and so we're really excited that we're going to do a free performance. We've not been able to find a venue in the last couple of years that we could do a free performance, but we're going to be at Glen Oak Park at the amphitheater there on the 22nd of June, and we're doing a free show. And it's going to be pieces that we've created during our summer intensive. We have guests that come from all over the country to work with our students, so they'll be creating pieces. And even our little princess camp for ages 3 to 6, they're going to have a little moment where they get to perform on the stage. And so it's going to be a fun evening. People can bring their blankets. There'll be beer and wine and cheese, and you can just relax and come and have a nice evening outside at Glen Oak Park.
And lastly, for you, George, again, so when it's the evening of the performance and you have some students who are going to be going on that stage for the first time,
yes,
how do you motivate them and inspire them to take those first steps before the lights?
Well, we always have a green room talk before the show, and we always, of course, we're all warmed up, and now it's their chance to perform, and I always tell them, this is the first time people will be seeing ballet. Mm. And all your life you wanted to do this or leading up to this moment. And now just go and take the stage and show yourself, show your soul. Don't leave anything. Just go there and leave it on the stage. And usually the kids respond beautifully.
We've been talking with George Lyko, Artistic Director, and Wendy Thomason, Executive Director of the Peoria Ballet. Their upcoming production of Alice in Wonderland and Paquita 2019 will take place on April 5th and 6th at Five Points, Washington. And on Sunday at 6 p.m., Central Illinois Jazz Society presents Jazz Nights in the Heights at the Trailside Event Center in Peoria Heights. Larry Harms will lead the CIJS House Band at 6 p.m., with David Hoffman and friends taking the stage at 7:15 p.m. Admission is free for students. For more information on this and other arts events, visit artspartners.net. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. For a longer version of this interview, you can subscribe to our weekly podcast at peoriapublicradio.org or download the NPR One app on your smartphone. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.